Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding a Trumas Daf Samech Gimel in the Hoyz Vado edition, Perek Shvi, in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting Daf Samech Beis Amud Beis in the bottom. The more the previous Daf brought the Machlikas of Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, if a person is Chai of Malkus, and he's not going to be getting the Malkus, he's Chai of Malkus Shogigim. So if he doesn't get the Malkus, but this is an Aveira, that if it was done by Mezid, or was done with Edim, he would get Malkus. Does he pay money or not? Because the rule is that you don't get malchus and pay. But if you're not getting the actual malchus, just potentially get the malchus, machlekes, do you pay in that case or not? Says the Gemara now, hakol moedim shein moment etzel miso. Regarding misa, not regarding malchus, when a person is chayav misa and beisdin, so there, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish both agree that he doesn't pay moment even if he's not actually getting the misa, if only he has the potential of getting the misa. Tehtiv learn from Pasuk, Umaki Nevesh Behim Ishalmeno. Umaki Otom Yumus. The Pasuk says that a person hurts an animal, so he has to pay. And a person hurts Adam, he gets the death penalty. He gets the Echiv Miso and Bezdin. So Gemara compares it, and that's the Gimel Daf on top. Ma Maki Behim Ulochilak the Bobin Shoigi Behim Mezid, Lichai Vamomim. Doesn't matter. By a person who hurts an animal. It doesn't matter if he was b'shoigig, if he was b'mezid, he will always have to pay. Because Odom mu'od loyla, a person who damages always has to pay, even if he did it by mistake. Af maki Odom lo techloik bo b'shoigig b'mezid lifter. So also by Odom, it doesn't matter if he did the aver b'mezid, which he gets miso, or he did it b'shoigig by mistake, which he doesn't get miso, he is potter for mamon, because the same thing applies to both, and the similar b'mezid, there's miso, no mamon. So when there's a potential miso, even though there's no actual miso, so then the person does not pay money. But man pleading, says was, what is the machloikis of Yochanan Rish Lakish? But moment it's a malchus, when you have payment with malchus. You don't pay if a person is chayav miso, even b'shoigeg. If the malchus would not actually happen. If the malchus would not actually happen, a person has to pay. And that's what's called chayvei malchus shegigim. Someone's chayvei malchus, but it was shegigim. So he doesn't actually get the malchus mishalmin. He does have to pay. For Rashi and Lakish Omar, Rish Lakish argues, k'shem shein moment etzel miso, kachin moment etzel malchus. The same, there's no money by miso, even miso b'shegig, even if it doesn't actually get the chiyu miso. Also by malchus, doesn't pay, even if he's not actually getting the malchus. Rav Eimi b'avloyo b'shem rabonin de tamon. Rav Eimi b'avloyo, in the name of Rabbanon of Bavel, said, Taimadim Shem Lakish, what's the reason of Shem Lakish, what's his mocker? It says, Rosho, Rosho. Ne'amai Rosho, b'chayvi misois. V'ne'amai Rosho, b'chayvi malchus. The God b'chayvi misois, that says the word Rosho in the Pasuk. The God b'chayvi malchus says Rosho in the Pasuk. My Rosho, shenamai b'chayvi misois, ein melmon etzel miso. As we learn regarding miso, even if it's only a potential miso, a person doesn't have to pay. So malchus, you don't pay, so you learn it from the chiv malchus, or learned from chayvim mises. Nosumayishai goes back to the question that we had before. How do we start the sugya? The sugya started with the problem that we have. There have a mishnah in Malchus that says that a person gets a malchus when he has a relationship with a sister, and then there's the mishnah in Ksuvis that says he has to pay knas for it. How can you have malchus and knas? How can you have malchus and woman? So he said the answers of Yochanan Rish Lakish. Says the one, Nosomay Shayoimer, Kan Ben Nairo, Kan Brigeres. He says that it depends. Knas, that a person pays, is only when a girl is between the age of 12 or 12 and a half, that then she has the title of a Nairo. And that's when the Torah says you have to pay for Knas. So the Mishnah Ksuvi speaks about a Nairo, where you have a Knas. So there's no Malchus. But when the Mishnah Malchus speaks about it in a case where there's no Knas, a case of Brigeris, of an adult woman, there is Malchus. As the Gemara explains, Nairo yesh la knas vein lo mecher. The mecher over here, the chur doesn't belong to the sugya. The pasht just means just a concept, because a ketano, a younger child, she has knas and mecher. The father could sell her as a maidservant. A Nairo, she has knas, but there's no mecher. Some gyusars say over here, yesh la knas vein lo makris. There's no Malchus over there. But an adult woman, the father can't sell her, there's no knas, and therefore there is malchus. So the more still, but there's other payments you have to pay. One who had a forceful relationship with an adult woman has to pay also, he embarrassed her, the fact that she lost value. Says the Gemara, but in the kis shirami tiposa shepitosa soy or shemachloloy. The answer either was memifuto, meaning she did it willingly, it wasn't forceful, it was a pitui. So then, if in that case, there's no payment, or that even this payment, she was moichel, she's out, and you don't have to pay. So in that case, you give malchus. So Gemara comes and says, what comes out according to this? Now that we learned in the previous daf, according to Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, if you have malchus and you have moment, you did the malchus, not the moment. So the only way to explain the Mishnah Ksuvis is either according to Rabbi Yochanan, the theory, there's no malchus, so therefore you get moment. Or you have to say that the Mishnah and Ksuvis is holds like Rabbi Meir that you get both Malkus and Moment. But if when you have a choice between the two, Malkus comes. According to this sheet over here, it's the opposite. When in the case of Knas, if you have the choice between Malkus and Moment, you have to pay. And if you don't pay, then you get Malkus. For Isha Brigaris, you get Malkus. So that's the Gemara says the Mokum Malkus with the Shlum Mishal and Deino like it. So the more yield kibei sham, why don't you do both? That's back to the question we had in the previous daf. Why don't you give both? So then we learn this kedei vishosoi, vishahachas tamichayvoi, v'yet amichayvishtei vishiris. As we learned in the previous daf, you're punished only for one rish and not for two. V'yield kibei sham, you should get malchus and not the shlumim. Why do you say money comes first? I mean, eidu zayim, you learn from eidu zayim. Ma'eidu zayim, mishalim v'einam loikim, avochem mishalim v'einam loikim. Eidu zayim, eidim that came in falsely testified against somebody else, and they became zayimim, they have to pay for what they're planned to do, and then they don't get malchus for the love of loisane. So the same thing over here by Knas, you pay, you don't get malchus. That's what this sheet holds. Continues the Gemara, that's the Chachamim on base. Omar, by us it says, Rav Nosson, Rav Chaim corrects it to be Rabbi Yoino, Omar Yoino, Taima de Nosson by Yoshayo. What is the source of Nosson by Yoshayo? Meaning now, like the Gemara said now, the Yolun Kedei Rishos, the Yolun Kedei Rishos, he has a different source. It says in the pasuk, "Pilur shayfer v'kol lefonov." The shayfer will put it on the floor and give him malchus. So the mashmoah says, "Es shemakoysov yotzes by the rishon." By getting malchus, he fulfills his obligation. Yotzes is shayim lom omad v'shalom. But this person needs to pay. Meaning, even though the din is you don't pay if you get malchus according to the other sheet, but you're dashing, he gets malchus, and at the end of the day, he did not fulfill the obligation. He took away from his friend money. And the friend never got it back. So when we're saying the Lashon HaPasuk is, if the Shefet has the ability to exempt him, to bring him back to full status, then you give malchus. If he didn't yet compensate what he had to compensate, so you give him money instead. So now, what does this whole sugya have to do with Maseches Trumas? We learned the whole sugya that you don't get malchus at the Shlumi, you don't get Misi at the Shlumi. What does that have to do with us? Now the Gemara comes and connects it to our sugya. Says the Gemara, Mastisa, our Mishnah, or Maseches Trumas, Pligo Shir Milakish. Chur Argan Mishlakish. We learned that a person eats Truma Mishlakish. He's supposed to get Malkus if he didn't be amazed. Person eats Truma Mishlakish over a lava, he gets Malkus. But by Shaykh, you pay. Why you pay? According to Mishlakish, anytime you have potential of getting Malkus, you don't pay. Posaloka Meir. Mishlakish will say, our Mishnah is over here, go like a Meir. They pay and you get Malkus, and that's why you're paying over here. So the more about Tanino, you could chew amazing. 1 second. An arm parak, we learned. Someone who ate chew amazing also has to pay. There you're getting Malkus. L'churi, when you're actually getting Malkus, you should not have to pay. Says the Gemara, Daise, didn't know somebody shy, do a mishalim, and a loikinich. According to the Gemara shy, that says when you have a choice, either to get Malkus or mom and you pay. So this is our mishnah, says you pay, you don't get Malkus. According to Rabbi Yochanan, said that when there is Asra and you get Malkus, you don't pay. But when there's no Asra, when there's no warning of Edim, so then you pay, you don't get Malkus. You also can explain our Mishnah that there was no Asra, and that's what you're paying. But if there will be Asra, you get Malkus and not pay. According to Shlomo, you have a problem. Because according to Shimon Lakish, you never pay. It doesn't matter according to Shimon Lakish. He mazed it if it was mazed. He shoygeg. He eat your boy. He loy your boy. In all the cases, you don't pay. So how is he going to explain our Mishnah? So of Shimon Lakish, kare meir do'al ma'ar meir loy k'mishnah. Shimon Lakish has to explain our Mishnah, that our Mishnah goes like a meir, that you get Malkus and Tashlumi. And therefore here, he's paying. And in addition, it gets also Malkus. Says the Gemara of Chanino k'mir of Mano. So Chanino told Ramana, v'in yizbu Shimon Lakish kol masniso der meir. Okay, so you want to tell me that he holds all these mishnayos according like Rameir. But Karya Derameir, but the Pasuk, he's going to have to say the Pasuk goes according to Derameir, that cannot be. You can't say the Pasuk in the Torah goes according to Derameir, not according to Yoshito. V'achtiv, it says in the Pasuk, V'ish ki yoichal kodesh b'shgogo. It says clearly, if a person eats tshuva, he has to pay. And why do you have to pay if there's Malkus? Says the Gemara, l'mistabes, sovim shimri loki, sh'achoymish karbon. Says the Gemara, no, shimri loki will tell us that he holds that choymish, when a person pays the extra fine, that is a kaparo. That is coming to rectify his sin. So even though usually you don't pay and get Malkus, but here the choymish is not considered to be a regular payment. So that's why even with Malkus, you do have to pay. Similar to what the Gemara said in the previous daf, that whatever is Mosul Shemayim, a korban you give to Shemayim, that you do have in addition to Malkus. Says the Gemara, afilu yizboi choymish korban, Karen korban? Says the Gemara, that's good for the 25%, fine. But what about the principal? The Torah says you pay the principal too. The principal is the regular woman. That's not a korban. That's not a kaparo. So if so, why according to Rish Lakish you pay in the pasuk, you pay the Karen? Says the Gemara, I've viewed him as Shalom Mastiso Omro Shakaren Knas. Yes, he'll tell you that not only the choymish is a kaparo, but also the Karen is a kaparo. Even though the Gemara calls the Karen Knas, doesn't mean Knas, but it means a kaparo. It means you're paying it to rectify a sin. So that's why it's treated like a carbon. How do we know that? Because it says, Ein Mishan Trumo, El Chulin Misukon. A person ate Trumo. He doesn't pay Trumo. He has to pay Chulin. And what happens with this Chulin? V'hem Nasim Trumo. And then they will come, they'll turn into Trumo. But why is that so? He ate Trumo. Trumo is less valuable. It costs less than Chulin. So why is he paying Chulin, which is more expensive? If he would pay what he ate, okay, so that's going to be payment. But the fact that he's paying more, that shows it's not a regular payment. It is a korban. It's something that comes to rectify a sin. Continues the Gemara in Daf Samech Dal Amud Aleph. V'taniket another raya. Ochal truma tmei or mishalim chulin toirim. Person eats truma tmei, he has to pay tardi chulin. V'im shilim chulin tmei yotze. But the end, if he pays chulin tmei, he's yotze. So the more v'loy dmei yetzim uchay avlo, but all he has to pay is the value of truma tmei. What's a truma tmei? What can he do with a truma tmei? You could just burn it. So all you need to pay him is the value of truma, which is worth to be used as fuel, as wood. Why is he paying full? Hadom Rasha Karen Knas. So this is a rayo, that when you pay the principal is not a regular payment. The principal is a knas, it's to rectify a sin. So that's why you pay it alongside Malkus. But it asks the Gemara, the Kemoda Toimer Karen Knas, the Kavasokhoi Mish Knas. So the Pshat according to Rav Chaim's Pirush, he's basing it on the Sefer Nir, it's a Sefer on Yerushalmi. The Gemara is asking, if you hold that the principal and the Chaimish have the same din, they're both considered to be knas, meaning considered to be to rectify a sin, so they should be paid to the same party. But we know that Chaimish goes to any coin you want to give it to. But the principal, the person has to pay to the coin you took it away from. But if the principal and the Chaimish are the same, they both should go to the owner. The fact that the Chaimish can go to anybody, and the principal has to go to the Kohen himself, that shows you that we treat the principal as a mammon that you're paying the Kohen. And if so, we go back to the question on Rish Lakish. If it is a payment of money, why do you pay it if we hold that you don't pay in a place where you could get Malkus? There are other Purushim here in the end of this Gemara. One is the Mara Pulda that says, that we're just asking, so why do you pay double Kras? You pay also the Karen Kras, also Chaimish Kras? So the fact you pay double tells you that it's not both of them are knas, and the principal is not knas, it's actually mammon. And according to the Rash Siri Laro, the Gemara is saying, this is a knas, because the fact you pay more than you owe, it's a knas. If it's a knas, it's not a korban. A korban, to rectify a sin, is you pay what you owe. Now that you're paying more, it's a different type of payment, and therefore has a din of mammon. But in any case, the Gemara is coming out to say that according to Rish Lakish, we have a problem in the Pasuk. How do you explain the Pasuk that says that you're paying by Truma, Karen, and Chaimish, but the din is that you don't pay Mammon in a place of Malkus, and someone who eats Truma has a Malkus because of the love not to eat Truma. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumas Daf Samech Gimel.